Oh yeah, it's a pumped up or roughed up Monday, and we're featuring the gunslingers. Yeah, that you want to talk about right here on Locked On NFL Draft.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, everybody. It's your favorite NFL Draft power trio. Well, my two cohorts are the power, and I'm just making up the third. And that's Ryan Tracy, you see down below, with a little Metallica bass, I think, right there from Rogue Analytics. Former NFL, AFL defensive back, Eric Crocker, right there, showing the strength. Could have used him in the secondary on Sunday against the Chargers, but I digress, and I'm John Harris, football analyst and salary reporter for the Houston Texans, also owner-operator of footballtakeover.com. Make sure you check that out, and we appreciate you making us your first listen of the day. And today's episode of Locked On NFL Draft is presented by PrizePicks. PrizePicks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players. If they score more or less than their PrizePicks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. All right, boys, let's get to some roughed up, pumped up. And a lot of times we use that as figurative, right? Roughed up, figurative. Guy had a tough ball game. But this one right out the chute was actually real. He got roughed up, and that was Bryce Young at Arkansas. Now, it didn't stop Alabama, but Bryce Young ends up going out of the game, only throwing 13 passes, and he ends up with an AC joint sprain. Now, raise your hand if you had an AC joint sprain before. It's probably all of us. It's probably all of us. Eric Crocker, no? No AC joint sprain?
I wasn't diagnosed with it. Maybe they pulled a Tua and didn't let me know exactly what was going on with my shoulder. I did have to wear a harness, but I don't know exactly why.
Okay, well, you probably had that feeling. An AC joint sprain is painful. Now, raise your hand if you ever played quarterback. Yeah, none of us.
Crickets.
Yeah, nothing. But I can tell you an AC joint sprain is some of the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. That's the kind of thing you can't come back from. But as a quarterback, hey. So, Eric, I'll start with you. Roughed up Bryce Young, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, watching him go out there, you see him fall with his arm extended. And I didn't have, that I know of, an AC joint sprain, but I did have a chest contusion. And that limited a lot of the mobility in my arm and just, like, extremely painful. It happened during rookie minicamp with the New York Jets. So kind of understanding that type of kind of pain potentially that he has to play through, I don't see how you throw a football like that. And he didn't in the second half. Luckily for him, although he got roughed up, the rest of his team did not, and they were able to really kind of pull through for him as the game went on, especially on the ground. They started letting the Arkansas Razorbacks back in the game, but I want to say on their last, like, three drives, they had three 70-plus yard runs. So that helps when you have some guys behind you that can really pick up the slack.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question, and I don't know that I have an answer to this one, but this one's for both you guys. What physically – do you want to see from Bryce Young over the rest of the year? And there's no, we don't know whether he's going to declare for the draft. We assume he's going to. But what do we want to see from Bryce physically over the next how many ever games Alabama's got left in the year to whether it changes your mind or not? But what do we want to see from Bryce to kind of put the stamp on that's my guy as number one or he's the top quarterback or whatever? Ryan, what do you want to see from Bryce Young over the next how many ever games? And I'm going somewhere with this, but I want to get thoughts on this first.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because this is my key. Like, because my instant take was I don't need to see a whole lot more in the field. I don't need to see a whole lot more processing. What's the big drawback on him that everybody says the evaluators are concerned about? Size and reliability, right? So for me, it's about how dedicated is he to the rehab process? How fast can he come back to the point where he can throw a ball in practice? They don't, like you said, like this game, they didn't end up needing him. So can he show resiliency, or does this turn into, yes, he's slight, and yes, I have to worry about him recovering from injury in the NFL? I think this could go a long way to making evaluators in the league feel a little bit better about
him. Eric, your thoughts about what Young has to show you before the 2023 NFL draft? Before you want to put that stamp on him, like I know you wanted to for Sauce Gardner, how are you going to do it for Bryce Young?
I think for him is more so about everyone else. I think he's done all he can, right? We're talking about somebody who's won the Heisman Award. He's probably who he is from a physical standpoint that he's going to be. I think some people have questions, not just with his size, but maybe the size of his arm, right? Like how big of an arm, the arm strength or lack thereof. There are kind of some questions there, but I think, I don't know if he can do anything better than he's already shown us. He has the mobility. He's shown up the off-scripted ability. He has shown to be able to process the field and make all the right throws and right decisions, you know, making plays with his legs and whatnot. So aside from just continuing to stay healthy so you feel more comfortable with maybe where he's at with his body size, I think it's more so about everybody else. Is there anyone that can show that they can do more or be more than Bryce Young? And if not, then I think that's how you put the stamp on him as QB1 in this class.
Yeah, you know, and the reason that you guys both hit on it, why I asked that is, I mean, this is obviously something for a quarterback trying to throw an AC joint separation is, I would imagine it's going to be just terror. So if I'm Bryce, I'm not coming back until I'm 1,000% okay, so that I don't give NFL scouts the opportunity to look at me and go, hey, look at his arm strength. Oh, it's been damaged, or it's not as – it's not like it was. The ball's not coming out as quick. That's the kind of thing I want to try and avoid. But that might be a little bit more Jahmyr Gibbs so with Alabama. So we'll see what Bill O'Brien has cooked up for that offense, somebody that I know pretty well. Now, there are two quarterbacks that have our attention and two quarterbacks we've debated on this show. We're going to talk about them, pumped up or roughed up, DJU and Will Levis. That'll be next on Locked On NFL Draft. Before we go to break, though, it's time to talk a little bit about Prize Picks. Now, we do a segment during the week where I give the guys a challenge. I tell them, Michael Penix, 315 passing yards, and I make the number up myself. I don't know what the Prize Picks number was, but I made a number up myself. I don't know how close I got, and the guys have to decide more or less. Now, if you're into it for a little bit more than just good old personal pride, well, then prizepicks.com is the site and the app for you. How does it work? Well, you pick 2 to 5 players in any number of sports. And if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's you versus you. I think Rocky said that to Apollo Creed's son in one of the movies, but you get the point. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport you watch. NFL, esports, soccer, MMA. Was Man City going to score more or less than 5 against Man United? You took the more, you won that if you went with Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. If you deposit 100, Prize Picks will give you 100. Deposit 50, Prize Picks will give you 50. Don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. We thank you again for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen every day. Make sure you check out NFL Key Predictions every Friday on Locked On NFL. Locked On's local experts give you the inside scoop on the 5 biggest games of the NFL weekend, including Sunday and Monday Night Football, plus betting advice from the field's leading experts, Bet Online. Follow NFL Key Predictions every Friday on Locked On NFL, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. Now, two guys that are going to get to the NFL at some point, and we've debated them, and we're probably going to debate them. I don't know that we've debated. I mean, we discussed them. I think we're kind of on the same page a lot of this. But DJ Uiagalelei, as Clemson gets a win over NC State, and Will Levis from Kentucky, who 3 straight drives in the fourth quarter ended up with turnovers. I'll start with you, Eric. Which one you want to take and which one you want to start with? DJU, pumped up, roughed up. And what'd you think of DJU's performance getting a win over NC State at home?
Well, I know how I felt about Will Levis' performance because I had some money on that. And I took them and I was like, oh, I am good. $100, I got them at, it was like plus 450. I'm like, oh man, this is good. So they're coming back. I'm feeling good. I'm like, okay, I'm about to be $450 richer until I wasn't. Will Levis led an offense that turned the ball over three straight times to end the game. And one of the turnovers would not have been that bad if not for him actually throwing a touchdown the play before. Now, you probably assume, hey, how can you throw a touchdown the play before but then turn it over the next play? Well, what happened was he got a big play. They get down there. They're like, all right, let's go. We're so excited. Let's hit them for the touchdown. We're going to throw the fade jump ball. They do. But Will Levis forgot to let his slot receiver get set. So it negated the touchdown. They end up fumbling the next time. I thought his throughout the game, the throwing was a little sporadic. His accuracy was a little sporadic. I think if you are someone who really likes Will Levis, which I like Will Levis, I think you can find things throughout that game that he did that you can say, you know what, I can hang my hat on that. He will be more consistent with this eventually. And like Ryan held his finger up, maybe that on that safety where his finger was bent the other way, that might have had to do something with the inconsistency as a passer throughout that game. But overall, I saw a lot of good stuff from Will Levis. I'm not going to dog him here, but he definitely got roughed up in the sense of how the game ended. Not ideal for a guy who, you know, hey, he's been around for a while now. He's a senior. You expect him to go out there and be able to come away with a W in that type of situation. And he almost looked like he wasn't prepared for it.
And, Eric, to your point, I mean, it was sporadic throwing the football. And I would give him a pass through the first probably 3-4 weeks because they had no run game. None. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. But Chris Rodriguez stepped to the plate. He finally got on the field. NCAA Matters, they called it. He got on the field, and they had a run game. They had a run game. They were moving the ball, running the football with Chris Rodriguez. It wasn't as if Will Levis was just out there on his own. He was getting a run game from Chris Rodriguez Jr., and it hit me while you were talking, Eric. I think if you have money on a game, you remember every single play, especially if you lose the bet. You remember every single thing about that particular lost bet and those plays, because you're right. A senior cannot look out there and go, okay, we're not set. I mean, you have to look out there and say, we're not set. Give it a sec. There was no rush, and he just rushed it. I mean, it was a heck of a throw and a great catch by the freshman, Dane Key. But my goodness, I mean, you can't make those mistakes.
Yeah, you can't. And I talked about the sack that happened and turning the ball over. He also lost his right tackle late in that game that was dealing with some cramping. And then that's the guy, the right tackle that replaced him was who eventually got beat. When, you know, the sack happened and the fumble. So, unfortunately for him, you'd hope that you have a quarterback that can sometimes overcome some of these adversities that you deal with in the game. And for the most part, he did until he didn't. So, can't wait to see how he bounces back next week.
Ryan, well, your thoughts on Levis and Uyunglele?
It's all about what you remember and what you're set up for. And so, I think there's people in your building, John, right now, that took notes yesterday. There's people in Indianapolis that are taking notes. And I don't care what he does the rest of his career. He can rebound. He can look okay. He can look good. This game is going to be an asterisk on every evaluator's chart right now until he gets drafted. Can he be aware? Can you put the game on him at the end? And he should have known. If you got a backup right tackle in there, pay attention to who's coming at you from the right. There's no excuse for not getting set. And quite frankly, the one that bothered me the most is not being aware of where you are in the end zone to give up that safety. There are serious questions about the mental side and the awareness side of his game, and that's only going to get worse at the next level. We see a lot of things go on from what's a good quarterback to a guy that maybe drops for unknown reasons. Well, this is one of the unknown reasons. It'll be on every team's board right now. Can he do it at the next level? I'm not so sure. Now, DJ, on the other hand, is the guy going the opposite direction, right? Right. I have to feel like he showed enough that you feel good about him. I will say this. There's a little bit of Anthony Richardson in him right now in terms of the hype that I see online, and I'm sure there's some hype in the teams as well. There's a lot of leg movement that happened in that game. He got a lot done with his legs, and that's a positive, but it doesn't settle you down on the evaluation of can he be a pocket passer and move the ball in the air for us yet. I think it's a nice game, but I don't think it moves the needle.
The one thing for me that moved the needle a little bit, this is going to sound strange, was him checking the ball down and him making throws – that he wouldn't last year. You know, last year he just wasn't taking any profit throws. He wasn't taking a check down. He wasn't taking any of the Texas routes. He wasn't taking some of the shallow crossers. He was turning those down. And even if he did take them, he would be 4 or 5 yards, just totally and completely inaccurate. But I felt like those type throws, he actually did a pretty solid job. And by the way, we haven't talked about Devin Leary, and we probably won't. But Devin made a few really nice throws early. Second half, not quite there. But the first half, I thought he hung in there. But I think DJ moved the needle a little bit for me, Ryan. Just to your point about his legs, you know, we know he can run the ball. I mean, he's 6'13", 285 pounds. So he's going to be able to run the ball. But I felt like his poise on some of those throws, the dart throws, where it's you got to take some off it, and you can't just drop it in a bucket down the numbers, outside the numbers. It's got to be a little bit of touch. I felt like DJ showed a little bit more of that, and he's showing that each and every week. I like where he's going, but I'm with you. There's still, I think, a lot more. To the point about Bryce Young, I don't know physically if Bryce has to show us too much more. I think DJ still has more consistency to in those intermediate throws, the ones you got to rip, whether it's to dig off the dagger, whether it's a deeper crossing route with some touch on it over a linebacker. Those are the kind of throws he's got to consistently make. And there's no doubt. I mean, I would imagine that there were people in my building watching all of those quarterbacks this weekend. And what they do with it, I don't know, but I would imagine – I know there were some Texan scouts at Oxford, because once it was put on the interwebs, it blew up and it started trending in Houston. Hey, there are Texan scouts watching Will Levis. And it's like, oh, boy, here we go.
Right.
So, yeah, that's going to be there the rest of the year as long as we struggle to get wins as we did on Sunday. But those guys, I think, Young, Levis, Uyunglele, they all showed us stuff that we like, not Young getting hurt. But I think they showed us some things we like. But, man, Will Levis, just the awareness, Ryan, you brought it up. The awareness, that's got to improve. And it's got to improve very, very quickly. All right, we've got other quarterbacks we're talking about, and we're going Pac-12 for our segment. And maybe some other players are going to slide into those quarterback roughed up, pumped up next right here on Locked On NFL Draft. But before we do that, I got to tell you about a box I got in the mail. And we get a lot of boxes in the mail, I guess. Everybody does. We live now where everything is delivered, right? So I get home one day from the stadium. I look up, and I've got a box on my step. And I've been doing this show with Ryan and Eric for a while. And they've been talking about Built Bar, Built Bar, Built Bar. And I'm like, I got to have some Built Bar. Well, somebody, without me even asking, sent me some Built Bar Puffs. And they were fantastic. My son and I went through that box in about 2 days. I mean, we took it down. I think we had the raspberry and some coconut. But, man, there's cookie dough, chunk puffs. They're light, chewy texture. I mean, you can go through them so fast. You almost have to be careful. But they're covered in 100% real chocolate. They're only 160 calories and 15 grams of protein in them. And if you're like me, you're always running late in the morning. You don't want to, but you're running late. You want to grab something. It's the perfect thing to grab, take with you in the car. You got your bottle of water. You got your Built Bar. You're feeling good because you threw down some calories. You got a little bit of sweet in you. It's fantastic. And like all Built Bars, cookie dough chunk puff is covered in 100% real chocolate. I can't emphasize that enough. It's not fake chocolate. It's not maculate. It is 100% real chocolate, and it's absolutely fantastic. What's great about Built is that all of their bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. And for me, I'm getting up in years, something you got to have. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKEDON15. It's Built Bar. All right, boys. Final segment, roughed up, pumped up. I want to go back to Eric's thought about losing money, and I'm sorry that you did that, Eric. But you also lost money on Friday night's game. And I don't want to really bring it up for that reason, but it does lead me to you had two quarterbacks in that game, UCLA taking on Washington. And I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson's kind of been lying in the weeds. UCLA not playing great, but getting wins. Michael Penix has kind of been each and every week throwing for over 300. Roughed up, pumped up. How'd you guys see Penix v. DTR Ryan, we'll start with you. How'd you see that one?
I thought it was a little bit coming back down to earth for Penix, but not a bad outing. I think Adunze really put up a lot of nice routes. Clean help for his quarterback. Really great. I thought DTR like played better than I expected him to. That was a bit of a surprise for me. I'm not Eric Crocker, so I have not been pumping him up for the last 18 months. But Eric's right.
I'm like, why is nobody talking about DTR at all?
Even in the Pac-12. So I was happy. I thought that he showed everything he needed to show in terms of like the physicality. I've heard people talk about him being a little bit light in frame as well. Yeah. I thought he was on poise. I came away really impressed. And I think that that's something that he can build on that's going to get him noticed. And I just want to give a quick shout out for all you that laughed on me on Friday when I talked about Zach Charbonnet. You see what I'm saying now?
Oh, poor man's Nick Chubb, Zach Charbonnet? Yeah, there you go.
That's a really good comp. I mean, again, poor man's Nick Chubb, because Nick Chubb was – how he thought off. If it wasn't for the ACL, I think Nick Chubb would have been a first-round pick, right? And he still went top of
it. You're right. Stressing poor man's. But I'll tell you right now, Zach Charbonnet is coming to this league, and when he does, he's 225 pounds of running angry, and I'll take that. Eric, I want to ask you this quick question. As it pertains to Penix and facing a lefty, and I don't know if you've faced lefties much, it's weird. It's a weird look. As a defensive back, does it kind of play with your mind a little bit when you face a guy that's a lefty? Because – I don't know. I always think of lefties as kind of pitchers that are kind of 84 miles an hour, but they got all this junk ball. It's just kind of a soft toss in lefty. Penix doesn't seem to be that, but as a defensive back, does it throw you off when you face a lefty?
No, I think it throws off people watching from the television more. On the field, in person, I don't know. It's just a guy with a ball.
Right.
And I guess as, you know, someone who lined up a lot on the left side of the defense, you're used to being able to see the quarterback open up. And when you are facing somebody who's a lefty, it's kind of flipped. But you don't really think about it as much because for the most part, I'm paying more attention to the route concepts. Right. And, you know, how many guys are to my side? Is it, you know, two guys in the back? Or is it tight end? Is it open or closed to my side? So, I mean, we're paying attention more to that than what hand the quarterback is throwing with.
Absolutely. Eric, DTR, you were talking about him. He came up big. UCLA came up big. Would you go the other way on Penix, or what did you see from Michael Penix in that game against UCLA?
I think early on in that game, especially, Penix was a little flustered, and he was throwing the ball into double coverage, triple coverage. It looked like he just didn't know at all what he was seeing from the defense, as opposed to on the other side of the field where DTR was doing anything and everything to just make plays to make sure that his team comes out with the W. I mean, he was jumping over defenders. He's making guys miss. On the goal line one time, he made a guy fall, and the guy was, like, crawling, trying to get up, and he just walks into the end zone. And then he posed. That's not the – He dogged him, right? He did everything you wanted to see from him, he did well. Yeah. But my favorite part was his Instagram post. And it basically says something along the lines of, I'm your daddy. And it was like showing him jumping over guys. And I mean, it was very impressive. But you should see these impressive moments from a guy who was one of the top quarterbacks coming out of high school when he did. Also has all the ability. And unlike a lot of the other quarterbacks that we're talking about right now, he is a fifth-year senior. So he started the whole time. So we're talking about a guy who has a lot of experience playing in the same offense under Chip Kelly and a lot of ability. So he's putting it on display. It is tough that he wasn't able to do this sooner. I do think the one thing is, I mean, he's still carrying a lot of the burden at UCLA. He does have Zach Charbonnet. Outside of that, not a whole lot that people's talking about. You know, who are the draftable guys at UCLA? They had some tight ends make some plays there, but not talking about a whole lot. It's all on his shoulders. And so far, he's kind of carrying the load. Undefeated UCLA.
All right, we've got to get a few. I mean, we talk about roughed up, pumped up. Now we got to give, I don't know if it's quarterback or not, but if you want to do a little pumped up call out, which guy stood out? I'll go first because it's not a guy that we talked about. And it's a guy we have not been talking about. Now, I'm not convinced that he is going to end up being a quarterback prospect. But I'm not convinced he's not going to be. And that's Spencer Sanders from out of Oklahoma State. Now, going into the game at footballtakeover.com, I do predictions. And so I did key game predictions. And right at the very end of Oklahoma State Baylor, I said, Spencer Sanders will run for 75 yards and a touchdown. And I followed up with he'll throw for 300. I didn't get that part right. But Spencer Sanders ran for 75 yards and a touchdown. I absolutely nailed it. He threw for 181, did throw an interception, but he had a touchdown as Oklahoma State moved to 4-0. Spencer Sanders is going to get my pumped-up call-out for this weekend. Ryan Tracy, who's your pumped-up call-out this weekend?
My guy's kind of slight, and he's on pace right now, if the calculations are correct, for 37 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Sam Hartman doesn't get enough love, and I got a question for you guys. This quarterback, drafted in 2011, has gone on to a spectacular career, and in his breakout season, threw for 33-4, right where Hartman's on pace for. Very similar in build. Who is it, and do you think that they can compare?
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, that's what I was going to say.
Russell Wilson. You don't have to be huge to get the ball done, to get the job done. Sam's small. So is Russ. There's always an outlier. I think he could be one.
I like Sam Hartman, man. Eric Crocker, who's your pumped-up call-out this weekend?
Hey, real quick, I like Sam Hartman, too, because he won me some money. I actually took Wake Forest money line. And my brother said, Wake Forest money line against Florida State? I said, dude, I've been watching this dude Hartman, dude. Yeah, I watched him against South Carolina, and I said it took Clemson. It took an amazing game from DJ to be able to beat Sam Hartman. I'm like, he's going to go out there. He's going to beat Florida State. And that he did. Florida State tried to make a late comeback. But I want to pump up a couple guys on the other side of the ball, some defensive linemen here. And I got to go with Tyler Davis and Miles Murphy from Clemson. Clemson was getting to Leary, and it was tough. I felt bad for Leary. He's dropping back. The offensive coordinator did some concepts that took too long to develop, and he's getting hit. They're chasing him off of his spot. And they only sacked him 3 times. But I don't think that shows how much pressure he was under consistently. And one of those sacks came on those guys rushing. It was a 3-man rush. So they were getting to him, dropping 8 in coverage, rushing 3 guys. That is extremely difficult if you can get to a quarterback rushing only 3. And you got to give a lot of love to Miles Murphy and Tyler Davis. Now, they were missing a big guy in the middle of that defense there, Brissett. But even then, got to give love to both. Again, Tyler Davis, Miles Murphy, tremendous. And I think Miles Murphy showed why a lot of people are considering him to potentially be a top 20 pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I got Miles Murphy in my top 10. Got Tyler Davis, I think, in the top 60. Those two guys, that whole defensive line is just ridiculous. Xavier Thomas has not come back yet. When he does, he'll be in the mix. KJ Henry is a dude. They've got – and they just roll them in. They just keep coming in. Tyler Davis is the one that sneaks up on you, though, because all the other guys kind of get all the acclaim. And then here's number 13 just running sideline to sideline, making plays, getting upfield. He is really, really tough to block. So that was good. And the one guy we didn't mention, Jahmyr Gibbs, went off. I know your Hogs got that. They got that thing close, Arkansas. You got it close. And then Jahmyr
Gibbs. They got it close.
He hit the switch. That's what we saw in the spring game. He hit that switch, and when he hits that switch, forget it. 270-plus yard runs for touchdowns. That sealed that one against Arkansas. So, Jahmyr Gibbs, you also get one for the Locked On NFL Draft crew. Boys, excellent show as always. We'll be back the rest of the week. We got plenty of things to break down. How did the rookies do in the NFL this weekend? We'll definitely have some either-ors. We'll have some prize picks, more or less, later in the week. Appreciate all of you listening. For Eric, for Ryan, I'm John. We appreciate you making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen every day. Now make your second listen to Peacock and Williamson NFL Show. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you the expert NFL analysis in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. So you got a lot to listen to, and we'll be back the rest of this week, people. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Let's go.